Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Sister Cora, let's get over this. Amen. Thank you, ladies. The Holy Spirit took me back to that first day again when we first had to go in for my chemo treatment. You know, when fear took in, remember I just said that when fear took in. P-I-N-K, pink. And you know what that stands for, what God gave to me? Perhaps I need a king. Amen. So when I sat down and prayed for a word, God gave me the pink word. Really didn't know what to do with that word, pink. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that weak and scary moment and said to me, perhaps I need a king. It could be anything from an unfavorable doctor's report, doing a routine annual checkup, termination from employment after years of faithful service. Perhaps I need a king. We've come a long way, everybody. We all face times in our lives that'll leave us so broken and wounded when we think we can't go on. There are circumstances that can leave you so hurt you don't even want to believe again for fear of experiencing the same pain. Have you ever reached a place in your life where you were so tired you just don't want to try anymore? No more fight left in you? No more anything? You just want to give up? You see, in spite of everything, we are still children of God. And God never forgets his own. If I had never had cancer, y'all, I probably wouldn't have this anointing I have today. Praise God. I am reminded of the story of Nehemiah and his determination to rebuild the temple in the city of Jerusalem. The Babylonians had laid siege to the city and reduced it to rubble. 70 years later, the Babylonian Empire fell and freed the people who had been enslaved. However, they were freed without resources. They were freed, but with low self-esteem. Freed, but with no strength. Freed to hear sarcasm and ridicule that their goals would never be reached. Sound familiar? Perhaps I need a king. But the twist to this story is that Nehemiah, whose name means comforter, found favor with the king. He obtained permission to rebuild, received papers of safe passage throughout the kingdom, and provision to accomplish the task at hand. Was it easy? No. Was their mission accomplished? Absolutely. You see, in spite of everything, they were still children of God. And God never forgets his own. When God gives you permission to succeed, it doesn't matter how long or how hard you have to work. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like or how it feels. God will send you help. Just because you have to fight for whatever it is doesn't mean you don't have permission for a possession. You have to be persistent, and persistent pays off. Nehemiah's persistence is remarkable. How he pulled courage out of the people, his wisdom to pause and pray, why his continence was critical, a critical factor in what became a divine opportunity. Always remember that whenever you begin to make progress, the enemy sends word to deter whatever you're doing or cause you to abort your assignment altogether. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So when the devil sees me dancing, he knows he's in trouble. That's when I start putting it all under my feet. Ephesians 4 and 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Genesis 50 and 50 says, what the devil meant for evil, God meant it for good. You must be able to challenge the voice that are trying to shut you down and fortify you. Hebrews 13 and 8 says, the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The word you are hearing today is able to heal your yesterday, baby. The word you're hearing today will heal your yesterday. I don't think y'all believe that. The word you're hearing today will heal your yesterday. Amen? Amen. We got to let the Lord know that we are hearing him. Amen? Through it all, God is able to revive you even when others have pronounced you weak or even when they pronounce you dead. I remember when I was in the hospital, I've had plenty of people come visit me when I was in the hospital, and I could see that look on their face. Oh, yeah, she's fixing to die. Yeah, she's going to be out of here in a few days, you know. And I'm like, oh, no, Jesus. I kept my smile. The doctor said, we could roll you into the emergency room, man, into the operating room. You still have a smile. I kept the smile. I kept the smile on my face. I knew I had a God that was looking after me. Praise God. I'm still here. Praise God. If he has ever done anything for you, and you already know it, you've been revived for reasons. P-I-N-K. Just be still and know that God is God. God is going to take everything that was against you, everything that hindered you, everything that threatened you, everything that kept you up at night, bring it down under your feet, under your feet, until you can't see anything else standing but the Lord. Stomp your feet. Nobody but you, Lord. Say that it's under my feet. I know there are some right here today are going through some things. Y'all need to put it under your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Put it under your feet in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every situation, every problem, every crisis, put it under your feet. Stomp your feet. It's under your feet. And march all over it. Just march all over it. You don't have to tell nobody what you're doing. Walk around the house. Just start something. Oh, yeah. It's under my feet. These children, under my feet too. Yeah, this job. Under my feet. Yes, Lord. Yes, just walk around the house. If you got some oil, sprinkle some oil on yourself. Just do it. Put everything under your feet. The devil, you are alive. It's under my feet. Some of us get beaten up from the battle, but some of us get better in the battle. Amen. When you go through your journey, you need to have a faith walker with you. Someone that will walk with you. To pray with you, won't blame you, will encourage you. Be encouraged, my sisters. Be encouraged, my brothers. No matter what you're going through, you'll make it all right. We just want to say thank you, God, for your presence on today. God, I just bless your holy name. God, I thank you for deliverance today, God. Oh, thank you, God. God, I thank you for those that are going through right now, God, that you lift them up right now in the name of Jesus and heal them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, God. We need you, God. We got so many in the hospitals, God. So many that are in the homes, oh, Father God, that are struggling. Some don't have means to get to the doctors. But, Father, we thank you for your angels, God. Thank you for those that are looking out for others, God. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
God. Praise you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you put stored upon us. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name for his sake we pray. Amen. Man, my Lord, giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Bale, Pastor Jackson, Minister Weston, Minister Cotton, certainly we are grateful for your presence here today. To those that are visiting with us, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 18 and 19. The Gospel of Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 18 and 19. And when you have found it, say amen. Let's go up to verse 13. We find these words which are recorded. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am, the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, this is actually part two, when Jesus made the church personal. I want to use it because it is personal. The day you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you became a part of the church. And that makes it personal. And the Lord is speaking personally to you and I this morning.
I feel good. thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry.